We are just 18 days away from the Hall of Fame Enshrinement Weekend at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. The Enshrinement Festival is days away, and joining us on the line to talk about it, the Vice President of Communications and Exhibits for the Pro Football Hall of Fame and a good friend of our show, Joe Horrigan. Joe, thanks for being on with us tonight. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Murph. It's great to be with you.
We just got done with Bob Trumpy last hour, who is really excited about winning the Pete Rozelle Award this year. He said he had no idea. That's probably the best way to win an award like that, when you don't even see it coming.
Well, you know, you never want to blindside a tight end because he's liable to clock you. But Bob is such a great guy and so deserving of the honor. And, you know, we forget often, just how good a football player he was.
Yeah.
You know, he was a great tight end.
You know, you may want to, when you see him in a couple of weeks, he mentioned to us on the show that his most memorable game to broadcast, believe it or not, even with the Super Bowls, his most memorable game was a regular season game in Buffalo late 1988 season when the Bills beat the Jets in overtime to clinch the AFC East Division title. Remember that game, that late season game in the fog
absolutely.
Here in Orchard
Park?
Yeah,
and I'm surprised that that's on his top of his list. You'd have thought it had something to do with the Cincinnati Bengals or something. But no,
you're right.
That's great to hear.
Well, of course, it's going to be a big Buffalo theme to the Enshrinement Festival and Enshrinement Weekend coming up in a couple of weeks. But really, the whole process starts very shortly, right? I mean, coming up very shortly this week, what did I see? You have a balloon classic,
yeah,
I guess,
yeah.
Right?
We're, you know, this, you know, for us in Northeast Ohio, up in Canton here, or down in Canton from Buffalo, it's more like a Mardi Gras season, you know, for pro football. This starts very early, but runs right through, you know, a sequence of a lot of events. The hot air balloon liftoff is what you were talking about, but then there's various fireworks shows and concerts and parades and all sorts of things, all celebrating really the main event, which is the enshrinement ceremony and then the Hall of Fame game and the gold jacket presentation, which sometimes I think it's overlooked by fans. It is one of the best events you'll ever want to see, and it's going to be televised for the first time nationally on NFL Network this year. But it really is it's the Friday before the enshrinement ceremony, so the guys are there, and it's a really high energy but kind of a stoic presentation. Nobody speaks. I mean, the Hall of Famers don't speak. We have, you know, MCs and so on, but it's where the presenter, which has been selected by the Hall of Famer himself, someone who means something to him either personally or professionally or whatever, actually puts his gold jacket on him. And it's kind of that first symbol of the three iconic symbols of being elected to the Hall, the gold jacket, the bronze bust, and his Hall of Fame ring. This is the first one he gets, and it's kind of like, oh, man, this is really happening. This is the, you know, I've got the gold jacket now. So it's really a really nice event, but that's on Friday night, and that, you know, like I say, is one of my favorite events every year.
You know, Joe, 10 years ago I was at that gold jacket dinner when that went on, and that was also the time when our friend Van Miller was won the Pete Rozelle Award, and you can attest to this, he basically brought the house down with his speech.
He stole the show. My God, we should have given him a gold jacket right then and there. I mean, he was his usual entertaining self.
Now, is that event open to the public, the Enshrinees Gold Jacket Dinner?
Yeah, it is, and as I understand it right now, there are still some tickets available, so if people are coming down for the Saturday enshrinement, they might want to think about coming a day early and attending the Gold Jacket dinner. It's really
okay, so that's Friday, August 1st at the Canton Civic Center and Cultural Center. Things really get warmed up the following day with a parade in the morning and then the enshrinement ceremony. Tell us about that.
Well, the enshrinement ceremony is something that's really grown from a quaint on-the-front-steps sort of celebration to this now massive major event on the sporting calendar, and to be candid, it really took a giant leap forward back a few years ago when Jim Kelly was elected to the Hall of Fame, and that really occurred because we knew there was going to be such a big influx of his fans. You know, it was a long time, you know, drought in the world of Hall of Famers from Buffalo being recognized. So with Jim's following and the strong support of that era team that Andre Reed is now being recognized for, we knew we had to leave the front steps and move into our stadium next door. And we weren't disappointed. We had about 17,000 people show up from Buffalo, which was a great event. But ever since then, it has continued to grow. The stage we use now runs from one sideline to the other. It has giant jumbotron screens. We've done all sorts of enhancements. It's like a U2 concert for football. And, again, it's televised by both ESPN and NFL Network, and it's just an amazing thing. It really, aside from the fact that there's such a Buffalo flavor this year, you know, I expect that all the Bills Hall of Famers will be here, Thurman and Bruce and Jim and Marv. Marv obviously is presenting Andre. It's just going to be a heavy, heavy dose of Buffalo.
Yeah, it's one of the great things of all the Hall of Fame events I've been to. The fans for each team show out in force, and when you're close to Canton, like maybe fans from Cleveland or Pittsburgh or Buffalo, that even makes it more fun because there are legions of fans. There will be, I would think, legions of Buffalo Bills fans coming up in a couple of weeks in Canton.
Yeah, we're hearing from a lot of them, obviously, and you know, it is one of those things, too, where you know we know there will be guys, people, I should just say guys, families showing up the day of, and you know we're selling tickets now, but we anticipate that we'll even be selling them on the day of. I can't guarantee that, but some will expect to be able to walk up and get them. But it is one of those things, Murph, where the whole atmosphere here, you know, is just transformative. It's you know that we convert all of our property, all of our campus here into a giant fair, if you will. There's you know tailgate parties and events and. Gosh, we've got beer sales in the stadium now. I mean, it really has gone into a football carnival-like atmosphere. But it all becomes very, very serious when they start with those speeches. And that's where we say even big guys cry. So it can be really, really something special.
The enshrinement ceremony is Saturday night, August 2nd, 7 o'clock, with Andre Reed going in, Walter Jones, Claude Humphrey, Ray Guy, Derek Brooks, Michael Strahan, Aeneas Williams. They'll all be inducted. By the way, are you surprised that, well, maybe you aren't surprised, Ray Guy going in as a punter? What did you think of that, Joe, and is
it
long overdue?
I've been a big proponent for not just Ray, but the idea of a punter being in the Hall of Fame, and as Ray, I'm sure, will say in his speech, that the team is now complete. We have a full team. We can play. I just think that, you know, that you have to look at this is the, you know, the ultimate team sport, and everybody contributes. And you can't say that, you know, that you can talk about, you know, Hall of Famers and, you know, as players and eliminate a position. You know, it's an important position. And Ray kind of epitomized if there was going to be a first punter, Ray would probably be the guy it should be. And obviously that held true. But, you know, he, as a punter, literally changed games. I mean, he put the term hang time into the game. He used the coffin corner. And these were things that, you know, he wasn't just back there booming out, you know, out of dangerous harm's way. He was there with a strategic placement of the ball, with a hang time that allowed, you know, the special teams to do their job. So this was a guy that, you know, had an impact on the game and the way it was played. So obviously you have to acknowledge that, and I think if we're going to acknowledge a punter, the first one, we got the right guy.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, since the election of these Hall of Famers this year's class, Ray Guy, Andre Reed, et cetera, that was early February. What's life been like for those guys? I mean,
It's a real good question, Murph. I was literally on the phone with Derek Brooks today, you know, just kind of asking him that a little bit. How's it going? You know, and it really, it becomes a, there's two phases. Let me put it this way. From when Ray Guy was a nominee as a senior candidate, that's done in August, and he has to wait till February to find out if he's elected. That period of time for him is torture, as it was with Claude Humphrey, the other senior nominee, because everybody's you know asking him what if do you think and so on, and they're trying to put it out of their mind as to whether or not they get elected. Now the 15 modern era finalists know from January till early February that they're you know finalists, so they don't suffer quite as much. But after they're elected, it's kind of like, this sigh of relief, and then all of a sudden, everybody is calling. Everybody, they've got relatives they didn't know they had, you know, that are, A, looking for tickets, or B, just, you know, being congratulatory. But also, all of a sudden, they're back in the limelight. Some of them, like Ray Guy and Claude Humphrey, who've been out for a long time, are suddenly being asked to speak at different events or do autograph sessions. And it's really, you know, I'll use the word transformative for them. You know, I was asking Derek, I says, have things settled down for you at all? He says, no, he says, it's pretty constant, you know, and he says, I'm enjoying it, but he says, I really can't wait to get on that stage and really kind of complete the cycle.
Yeah. You mentioned how, you know, the Hall of Famers are on stage, and one of the highlights, I think, of the enshrinement ceremony is when all of the Hall of Famers are introduced, and typically you have, about 80 previous Hall of Famers that come back for the
weekend. Yeah, we're already at that 80-plus mark, and that's really pretty good because last year was our 50th anniversary when we, you know, invited, well, we always invite all the Hall of Famers back, but we made a real effort to get as many as we possibly could, and we had a record of 122, I think was the number, that actually came, and we thought, well, there'd probably be a letdown this year because from our usual we get about 75, 80 each year, but so far it's actually ahead of previous years. We'll see 80 plus here, and you know, again, that'll include all of our Bills alumni. So And then the other thing that, also goes with that too, Murph, is we got a lot of what we call NFL legends. These are players that may not be in the Hall of Fame, but they are great players. There's 15 punters coming for Ray Guy.
Oh, neat.
So, you know, there's all sorts of other former players that are here to help celebrate the election of teammates and friends.
Yeah, if you were a Hall of Famer already enshrined, why would you not go back to Canton for that weekend? I mean, it's got to make you relive that one of the greatest weekends of your life, I would think.
It does, and you know what it does, too, is, you know, and you know about it, but we have that, what we call the Ray Nitschke Luncheon, where the returning Hall of Famers, who we call Gold Jackets, where the Gold Jackets get in a room, and they talk to the new class, and the new class can't respond. They just sit and listen, and it really is... It borders between funny and serious, but it really is the opportunity for the returning Hall of Famers to talk to the new class about, hey, here are the expectations of a Hall of Famer. You know, this doesn't end here on Saturday. It's just the beginning, and here's what we think we expect from you. And then it becomes a little less formal, and the lies start spreading about, you know, how good they were, and, you know, it just it grows into the usual, you know, guys sitting around having a good time type of conversation. But it is something that, you know, Ray Nitschke, we named it after him because he held court, and he got in the new class's face every year and told them about, you know, what a unique opportunity this is for them. And then Deacon Jones, who has since passed away too, came up with a phrase that they would always use, and they still use it, and he would talk to the new class, and he would say, look, this is a team you can't be traded from, you can't be cut from, you can't quit. And then Dion Dierdorf added later on, you can't even die off of this team. So it really is, it's their idea of really telling them what an exclusive fraternity that they belong to. And that's why they come back. They want to hear that.
Talking with Joe Horrigan, he's Vice President, Communications and Exhibits for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We're just 18 days away from the big weekend when, obviously, Andre Reed will be enshrined in that ceremony on Saturday, August 2nd, 7 o'clock. We'll get back to some ticket information, but for Bills fans, for Buffalo Bills fans, the next night is big as well. Their first look at the Bills in the Pro Football Hall of Fame game right in Fawcett Stadium. That's kind of a nice atmosphere there, Joe.
Yeah, it's terrific. It's probably the most intimate stadium you'll ever be in. We can only put 22,000 in, and believe me, you're right on top of the field. There isn't a bad seat in the house. And you mentioned the Bills are in the game, but it's also a rematch, if you will, of Super Bowl 25. The New York Giants are the opponent for the Bills. And I was talking to a radio station this morning, John, in Tampa, and they reminded me, you know, they're coming for for Derek Brooks enshrinement, but they were reminding me, you know, that Super Bowl 25 was played in our city of Tampa Bay. I thought, my goodness, that's right.
Yeah.
So there's another tie there.
Yeah, we can't forget that. That game, and we were talking earlier tonight on our show about training camp sleepers and who they might be. That's the kind of a game, because there are five preseason games for the Bills, that's the kind of a game where a young player might make a reputation, oh, by the way, on national television that night, too.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I follow our Bills very closely, and I think this is a game where there's going to be some interesting playing time for a variety of wide receivers with the Bills.
Yeah,
there's such great talent at that position. I think it'll be, you know, regardless of whether this is the first preseason game or not, I think fans will be really pleased with what they see. And obviously, I think that EJ will probably have a little more time in this game than maybe a more vested veteran might. So I think it's going to be really an entertaining game, particularly for a young team like Buffalo.
Well, Joe, let's get down to the nuts and bolts of fans in the Buffalo area listening in tonight. First of all, they should know that we're talking about, what, a 3.5-4 hour drive. That's all to get from Buffalo to Canton.
I drive it all the time, as you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're coming from the south side of the city, it's about 3 hours, and 3.5 hours. North side, you might stretch it to four, but it's an easy drive. And there's plenty of hotels down here. We've been the beneficiary of some real expansion of hotel rooms because of the oil and shale business in this area. So not a problem anymore. It used to be more of a problem. But good tickets still remain for the main events, and I'd really like to hear a lot of vocal Bills fans. Andre Reed has been very patient, waiting to have his big day in the sun, and it's here. His teammates will be here, you know, to support him, as well as a lot of fans, so let's see a little red, white, and blue.
So tickets are available for the game itself, for the enshrinement, for some of the other events. Is that right?
That's correct.
And can you buy, there are packages, too, I noticed on the website, right? You can buy a package for different events.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, that in many ways is the best way to go, because if you're really planning on spending the whole weekend, there's a lot of events that, you know, I didn't even mention, but, you know, are certainly worth being a part of. I would recommend that people take a look at the website, see some of the events that aren't as well known, but it was, you know, really pretty exciting and up close and personal type of event. So, yeah, I would encourage people to go to the website, see the various packages that are available, but the individual tickets are there as well, and information on how to order them is there. It all can be done online.
And that the website is profootballhof.com.
Yes, sir.
Joe, I know you do this every year, and you have various teams, and everybody's excited when they go to the Hall of Fame. But for you, professional that you are, how long have you been at the Hall of Fame, Joe? Years, right?
Oh, gosh, I'm in my 38th year now.
Wow. Do you get a little more excited, given your history, when the Buffalo Bills come to town for this event?
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, it's hard for me not to be. You know, I've remained close to the organization, and certainly, you know, the Super Bowl teams, as you know, coming up every week during the season and helping out with Scott,
sure,
and, you know, and so on. So, I have a relationship with all of them. It means more, you know, when you can have a real personal relationship with the guys from their playing careers, you know, as opposed to just as new Hall of Famers. But every class, you know, still gets my adrenaline going. You can't help it. This is a great business to be in. But I particularly, this year, I have some mixed emotions, you know, because Ralph not being here. And I'm so happy that he lived long enough to, have his day in the sun with the enshrinement himself. So, you know, while we're going to miss Ralph being here, it's another big day to have someone from that Super Bowl team that, you know, all Bills fans and Ralph in particular were very proud of. And I know Ralph was, you know, anxious for Andre to get in, and there's a couple other Bills that he used to or would, you know, remind me that, hey, what about? And I'd always tell them it's a question of if, not when, Ralph, or when, not if. But
So,
you know, there's a little mixed emotions in him not being here. But to add one more to the Bills roster is real special.
And it sounds like it's going to be a great way to kick off the 2014 season with Andre going in and with the Hall of Fame game on Sunday night. It's really the perfect way to kick off a season, I think.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Joe,
and you got a new stadium being, you know, renovated up there. All this is a great year for Buffalo.
It should be, yeah. I just took a look outside. The construction work has stopped for tonight, but you wouldn't believe it. Wait till you get up here, Joe, and see what's going on. It's pretty amazing.
Well, I can't wait.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
My pleasure, John. Talk to you soon.
Joe Horgan is Vice President of Communications and Exhibits for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And you heard him say they have tickets available. They're going to get over the next couple of weeks about 700,000 spectators, but they do have tickets available for virtually every event, including the Hall of Fame enshrinement, Andre Reed and company, on Saturday night, 7 o'clock, inside Fawcett Stadium. They do have tickets available for the next night, the Bills and the Giants in the Pro Football Hall of Fame game. Those tickets are available as well, and the place to go to get them, profootballhof.com. profootballhof.com. They have ticket packages if you want to combine a few events. I'm looking at the website earlier today. They have hotel information, things to do around Canton. As Joe said, 3.5, maybe 3:45 away from Buffalo to Canton, Ohio. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be the complete Bills weekend down there when you think about it. Andre Reed, surrounded by his teammates, and you heard Joe say that Thurman Thomas is expected to be there. Bruce Smith expected to be there, and Jim Kelly expected to be there to honor Andre Reed as he goes into the Hall of Fame. Can't wait. 18 days away. ProFootballHOF.com, the place to go for ticket information and information about all the activities coming up in just a couple of weeks at the Pro Football Hall of Fame.